Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashanthi Nilayam, bringing you live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. As the proceedings in the Sai Kurvanth Hall end just now, now we are here back to the studios to proceed with the evening session of this Thursday's live. And this is Ganesh inviting you all to this week's Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. And we have with us Praveena sir and his students taking us along to the learning and teaching of the Shikshavali. Over to Praveena sir.
Om Shri Sai Ram. We'll start our session with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantra, chanting together.
Gananaan Tva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanno Tibhissedha Sadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vajevir Vajinivate Dhinama Vitryavato Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om Shanno Mitra Shamvarunaha Shanno Bhavatvaryama Shanna Indro Brihaspatihe Shanno Vishnururukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ritam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmamavato Tadvaktaramavato Avatu Maam Avatu Vaktaram Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
We have been learning the mantras that are coming as a part of Taittiriya Upanishad, which is actually the Krishna Yajurveda. Three important mantras come as a part of this Taittiriya Upanishad, that is Shikshavalli, Bhriguvalli and Anandavalli. Anandavalli, which is also called Brahmanandavalli. So the first mantra, the Shikshavalli, we have been learning. In fact, we have come to the last phase of this particular mantra and we are to start the last part of this mantra, which is called Shishanusasanam. But before we start learning this last part, Shishanusasanam, earlier we have seen the repetition of some of the important words and also the great significance that is given here in this mantra for the three important words, that is Bhuhu, Bhuvaha and Suvaha. And if you try to recollect, okay, even in our day-to-day life, that while we chant the great powerful Gayatri mantra, we invariably chant and use these three words, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha and Suvaha. Although the actual Gayatri starts from Tatsa Viturvarenyam, from then onwards only you start counting the syllables and then only it becomes 24 if you start from Tatsa Viturvarenyam. But prior to that, we usually chant the other mantras, starting with the Mahamantra called Pranava or Omkaram. Starting with that, the next three important words, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. So Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha or Swaha. So these three words put together are called Vyarathis. And when you join the great Mahamantra, which is said to be Mantranam Setuhu, there's Pranava, Pranava, Pranavaha Mantranam Setuhu. So it becomes Om Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha, which is nothing but Om Bhurbhu Vasvaha. So this is a great mantra which is called Mahavyarathi. Very powerful one. Because each one of these words has got great meaning and great significance. As even Bhagwan also has given lot of importance, also significance of these three important words. Bhuhu, Bhuva and Swaha. In the very, this mantra, the Taittiriya Upanishad, there is Shikshavalli, various interpretations in terms of Bhuhu, which is compared to the various aspects, such as the sky, the world and world beyond, respectively for Bhuhu, Bhuva and Swaha. Similarly, Prana, Apana, Vyana. Similarly, Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, etc. So all these are given in this very mantra. However, Bhagwan has given his own interpretation very beautifully and giving example of the Vamana Avatara. When Vamana comes to subdue the ego of Bali Chakravarti, Emperor Bali, what happens? Actually, Vamana in the form of Trivikrama, threefold conqueror. He actually asks Emperor Bali for three spaces, just three spaces. And actually, what does it signify? Actually, these three spaces are identified as earth, space and outer space. Bhuloka, Bhurloka and Swarloka. But they are actually, according to Bhagwan, they are the realms, regions of consciousness. Bhuloka, which is said to be the body, which is carried by one individual. Bhuva represents the prana, the vital equipment. Suva or Swaha is the third important aspect, that is Ananda, the inner treasure of delight. So Vamana sought actually Bali's willingness in the divine process of sanctifying these three levels of being. That is the total surrender to the divine will. Finally, when Emperor Bali wholeheartedly surrenders himself, yes, he gets the fruit. Bali was blessed with the inner vision of the Lord in his own heart. So that's how these three important words representing the great spaces or the different worlds actually are within us. And once we surrender ourselves with all these three aspects to the Lord, yes, we'll be able to reach the highest bliss stage. So that's what shown in the example of the episode of Emperor Bali and Vamana, that particular story. And similarly, you can see the importance of these three words, Bhuhu, Bhuva and Swaha. They act as the three words which actually link the whole of the Vedic knowledge itself, the wisdom. Bhur Tevahi Rigvedo Bhuva iti yajustada swareti samavedaha stasyo pranavaha bhurbhuvasvaha, which means they are the condensed form of all the three Vedas, Rigveda, Yajurveda and Samaveda. That's why they are said to be something like bijaksharas or the bijas, as each seed or the bija stores huge tree within itself and said to be very powerful. Similarly, Bhuhu, Bhuha and Swaha are the three very significant and also powerful words which signify so many things, and within our body also signifying these things and suggesting us to surrender our body, our mind and our soul to the divine will, so that we'll be able to reach the highest goal. So this is the significance which is given even in the Shikshavalli, where so many aspects are dealt with concerning these three words. And now we'll try to learn the last part, the chanting of the last part, Shiksha Anusasanam. And this is also a very important part of this Shikshavali, because Shiksha Anusasanam, Anushasana, what the rules and regulations and also the code of conduct the Shishya, the disciple, has to follow. As all of you know, after learning for a long period of so many years under a competent guru in the ashrama, hermitage, finally a day comes when the Shishya or the disciple leaves the hermitage, leaves the great divine proximity of the guru himself. But when he goes outside, what is supposed to, what is not supposed to do? And how can he lead his life? And how can he use his discrimination in each and every act of his in day-to-day life? Everything is described beautifully in the last paragraph. So ante vasana is refers to the disciple. Ante vasanam anushasti, anushasana. He dictates the code of conduct to the ante vasana. The indweller refers to the shisha himself or the disciple himself. So this is the beautiful part of this mantra, shiksha sasanam. The last part of this shikshavalli gives knowledge and the wisdom of the whole Taittiriya Upanishad itself, where it is said satyam vada dharmam chara, and how one has to behave himself during various contexts. Everything is beautifully dealt here in this particular mantra. Anyway, we'll chant, we'll try to learn this mantra, the chanting of this mantra. I'll chant once, please repeat after me twice. Om Vedamanuchacharyo Amte Vasina Manushaste.
Vedamanuchacharyo Amte Vasina Manushaste. Vedamanuchacharyo Amte Vasina Manushaste.
Satyam Vada.
Satyam Vada. Satyam Vada.
Dharmanchara.
Dharmanchara. Dharmanchara.
Swadhyaya Anma Pramadaha.
Swadhyaya Anma Pramadaha. Swadhyaya Anma Pramadaha.
Acharyaya Priyam.
Acharyaya Priyam. Acharyaya Priyam.
Dhanamahritya Prajatantum.
Dhanamahritya Prajatantum. Dhanamahritya Prajatantum.
Mavyavachetsehi.
Mavyavachetsehi. Mavyavachetsehi.
Acharyaya Priyam Dhanamahritya Prajatantum Mavyavachetsehi.
Acharyaya Priyam Dhanamahritya Prajatantum Mavyavachetsehi.
Satyanna Pramaditavyam.
Satyanna Pramaditavyam. Satyanna Pramaditavyam.
Dharmanna Pramaditavyam.
Dharmanna Pramaditavyam. Dharmanna Pramaditavyam.
Kushalanna Pramaditavyam.
Kushalanna Pramaditavyam. Kushalanna Pramaditavyam.
Bhutyaina Pramaditavyam.
Bhutyaina Pramaditavyam. Bhutyaina Pramaditavyam.
Swadhyaya Pravachanabhyanna Pramaditavyam.
Swadhyaya Pravachanabhyanna Pramaditavyam. Swadhyaya Pravachanabhyanna Pramaditavyam.
Deva Pitrakaryabhyanna Pramaditavyam.
Deva Pitrakaryabhyanna Pramaditavyam. Deva Pitrakaryabhyanna Pramaditavyam.
Matradevo Bhava.
Matradevo Bhava. Matradevo Bhava.
Pitradevo Bhava.
Pitradevo Bhava. Pitradevo Bhava.
Acharya Devo Bhava.
Acharya Devo Bhava. Acharya Devo Bhava.
Atithi Devo Bhava.
Atithi Devo Bhava. Atithi Devo Bhava.
Yanyana Vadyani Karmani.
Yanyana Vadyani Karmani. Yanyana Vadyani Karmani.
Tani Sevitavyani.
Tani Sevitavyani. Tani Sevitavyani.
No Itarani.
No Itarani. No Itarani.
Yanyasmakagum Sucharitani.
Yanyasmakagum Sucharitani. Yanyasmakagum Sucharitani.
Tani Tvayopasyani.
Tani Tvayopasyani. Tani Tvayopasyani.
No Itarani.
No Itarani. No Itarani.
Ekecha Smachreyagumso Brahmanaha.
Ekecha Smachreyagumso Brahmanaha. ేచాస్మచ్చ్రేయాగుంసో బ్రాహ్మణాః
తేషాం త్వయాసనేన ప్రశ్వసితవ్యం
తేషాం త్వయాసనేన ప్రశ్వసితవ్యం తేషాం త్వయాసనేన ప్రశ్వసితవ్యం
శ్రద్ధయా దేయం
శ్రద్ధయా దేయం
అశ్రద్ధయా దేయం
అశ్రద్ధయా దేయం అశ్రద్ధయా దేయం
శ్రియా దేయం
శ్రియా దేయం శ్రియా దేయం
ప్రియా దేయం
ప్రియా దేయం ప్రియా దేయం
ప్రియా దేయం
ప్రియా దేయం ప్రియా దేయం
సంవేదా దేయం
సంవేదా దేయం సంవేదాధేయం
అథయదితే కర్మ విచికిత్సావా
కర్మ విచికిత్సావా కర్మ విచికిత్సావా
వృత్త విచికిత్సావా స్యాత్
వృత్త విచికిత్సావా స్యాత్ వృత్త విచికిత్సావా స్యాత్
అథ యది తే కర్మ విచికిత్సావా వృత్త విచికిత్సావా స్యాత్
అథ యది తే కర్మ విచికిత్సావా వృత్త విచికిత్సావా స్యాత్
ఏతత్ర బ్రాహ్మణా సంహర్షిణః
ఏతత్ర బ్రాహ్మణా సంహర్షిణః ఏతత్ర బ్రాహ్మణాః సంహర్షిణః యుక్తా ఆయుక్తాః
అలోక్షాధర్మకామాస్యుః
అలోక్షాధర్మకామాస్యుః యథా తే తత్ర వర్తేరన్ తథా తత్ర వర్తేథాః
అథాభ్యాఖ్యాతేషు ఏతత్ర బ్రాహ్మణా సంహర్షిణః
ఏతత్ర బ్రాహ్మణా సంహర్షిణః ఏతత్ర బ్రాహ్మణా సంహర్షిణః
యుక్తా ఆయుక్తాః
అలోక్షాధర్మకామాస్యుః యథా తే తేషు వర్తేరన్
తథా తేషు వర్తేథాః ఏష ఆదేశః ఏష ఉపదేశః
ఏష వేదోపనిషత్
ఏతదనుశాసనం ఏవముపాసితవ్యం ఏవముచైతదుపాస్యం విల్ చాంట్ టుగెదర్ దిస్ పర్టికులర్ పారాగ్రాఫ్ స్టార్టింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ వేదమనుచ్చాచార్య విల్ టేక్ స్లైట్లీ హైయర్ పిచ్
Om. Vedamanochyacharyo ante vasina manushaste satyam vada dharman chara svadhyayatma pramadah acharyaya priyandharamahritya prajatantum mavyavachetse satyanna pramaditavyam dharmanna pramaditavyam kushalanna pramaditavyam bhutyena pramaditavyam svadhyaya pravachanabhyanna pramaditavyam deva pitrukaryabhyanna pramaditavyam matradevo bhava pitradevo bhava acharya devo bhava atithi devo bhava yanyaravadhyani karmani tani sevitavyani no itarani yanyasmakagum sucharitani tani tvayopasyani no itarani yeke chasmachreyagum so brahmana teshantvayasanena prashvasitavyam shraddhaya dheyam ashraddhaya dheyam shriya dheyam hriya dheyam dhiya dheyam samvida dheyam athayadite karma vichikitsa vavritta vichikitsa vasyat yetatra brahmana sammarshinaha yukta ayukta aloksha dharma kamasyuho yathate tatra varteran tatha tatra varteta athabhyakhyateshu yetatra brahmana sammarshinaha yukta ayukta aluksha dharma kamasyuh yathate teshu varteran tathate shu varteta esha adeshah esha upadeshah esha vedopanishat etadanushasanam evamupasitavyam evamuchetadupasyam shanno mitrasyam varunah shanno bhavatvaryama shanna indra brihaspatih shanno vishnururukramah namo brahmane namaste vayo tvameva pratyaksham brahmasi tvameva pratyaksham brahmavadisham hrutamavadisham satyamavadisham tanmavavet tadvaktaramavet avinmam avedvaktaram om shanti 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 yadakshara padabhrashtam matra henantu yadbhavet tatsarvam kshamyatam deva narayana namostute visargabindu matrani padapadaksharani cha nyunani cha tiriktani kshamasvasaishvara aparadha sahasrani kriyante arnishanmaya dasohyamiti mamatva kshamasvasaishvara anyatha sharanam naste tvameva sharanam mama tasmat karunya bhavena raksha raksha saishvara hari om tat sat shri saishvara paramastu.
So dear listeners, with this we come to an end to this week's Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. And before we go ahead with the Radio Sai Bhajan classroom, we wish to inform you that in the coming class, we shall tell you in detail regarding the Sikshavali, and we'll go ahead learning the next part of the Taittiriya Upanishad, that is the Brahmananda Valli. Over to Brother Bishu for the Radio Sai Bhajan classroom. Sai Ram and happy listening.